Welcome to the Children's Wonder Words, the official conference call of the Shomer Aloshim Club. Yes, and I am your host, Rabbi Yitzi Herbst, co-hosting together with...
Hi, I'm Rabbi Fischel Schachter, and welcome.
Well, Rabbi Fischel, I think I'm going to start off with a little bit of a story to get people out there that are listening to understand what our program is all about.
I disagree. I want you to start with a big story.
Oh, a big story? How big of a story?
Well, I'll tell you what. It could be little in time, but it could be very big in terms of its lesson. So, Rabbi Herbst, why don't you just begin?
Oh, that sounds like a great idea. Many years ago, in the times of Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa, in his little village where he lived, there were some people walking around. Help! Help! Help!
Oh, what's the problem? What's the problem? What's going on over there?
There's a snake out there, and it's terrible!
What are you talking about? What is the snake doing?
What do you think a snake does?
It's taking a walk.
Snakes don't walk. They have no feet, remember?
So, it's going for a swim.
No swimming, has no arms, remember?
Oh, yeah, so, what's it doing?
It's biting people.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. You just stay away from the snake.
I tried, but where I go, it seems to be following. Didn't you hear what happened to Shmerl?
No, what happened to Shmerl?
He got bitten by the snake.
Really? Let me ask him what happened.
You can't ask him.
Why not?
Because he's not here anymore.
Oh, you mean it's a poisonous snake?
Is it poisonous? Oh, boy. Uh-oh, I'm getting out of here. It comes.
I don't know what he's talking about. I don't know what he's talking about. I have not seen snakes in these parts in a long time. Uh-oh. What is that? Uh-oh. Hi! What's... I'm getting out of here!
But before he could go, the snake slithered up and bit him.
Delicious.
If the snake could talk, that is, but unfortunately it doesn't. And the snake bit him. Day after day, people would wonder who was going to be next. I know what you're thinking out there. I could guess your question.
So why do people go there? If they're going to get bitten by a snake, don't walk there.
Well, I agree with you, except there was one problem. The snakes seemed to be following people around.
Oh, boy. You know, I was just thinking to myself, when I come home today, I'll be able to tell my wife all that happened at work today. I could tell her about everything that happened. I can mention about, you know, when that worker he spilled all the grease all over the floor and it caused everybody to trip and the boss was screaming at him. Oh boy, I could tell that to my wife and what's going on? What are you pointing at?
Look behind you.
You look behind me? Why? Who's there? My wife is behind me?
No, it's that snake.
Oh, the snake. Snake! Oh, no! Oh, stay away from me! Stay away from me! Stay away from me! Stay away! Stay away! Stay away!
Oh.
Ooh, that hurts. You're not poisonous, are you? Oh, you are. Goodbye, everybody.
And another one seemed to pass on. And finally, it was getting to be such an exorbitant amount of people dying that he didn't know what to do. When finally, one old person came up with an idea.
Fellas, I have an idea. If nobody could kill the snake because he's so big, why don't we go to the big tzaddik over here in the Beis HaMedrash?
Oh, yeah, which tzaddik are you talking about?
I'm talking about the tzaddik, Rab Chanina ben Dosa. He'll know what to do.
Oh, that's a good idea. Everybody, let's go to the Beis HaMedrash.
And so they went to the Beis HaMedrash, and they carefully opened the door.